And we welcome you back here from Kessler Field for the final time in this 2013 season. Our second half getting set to get up and running. Monmouth trailing 23-7. Will kick the football off here to begin the third quarter. And looking to get themselves back into this football game. An opportunity for a winning record for the first time since 2008. The half ended on a terrible note and begins here with Lucas Santangelo putting it out of the back part of the end zone for a touchback. The ball coming out to the 25-yard line. We mentioned the numbers in our last segment. Dylan Beekel, 7 of 14 for 143 yards. A couple of touchdown passes as well. Monmouth will certainly have to tighten things down here defensively in this second half.
Matt, you're not kidding.
Hawks will have the wind in the third quarter, so a quick three and out and taking advantage of having the wind certainly paramount to the Hawks' chances. Beekel will come out here with a split wide receiver set. Gianni Carter in motion. It will be Ryan Ho to get the carry. Starting right, cuts back left at the hash mark and getting to the 30-yard line for a gain of just about five.
Ryan Ho, the ball carrier. Stop made by Anakuzi and O'Hara.
14:40 to go in the third quarter. We are up now and running. Nice to see a good variety of sports represented at the 50-yard line in the ceremony that took place at halftime here on Hall of Fame weekend. Second and five, stack eye formation to the left of Beekel. He will give it to Ho again up the middle. And Ho will get to the 32-yard line for a gain of two, setting up a third down and three. And Monmouth with a much-needed stop, hopefully, coming up here to get themselves the football back.
Yeah, Matt, the disastrous way that first half ended really put a sour taste in everyone's mouth and a bit of a damper on the afternoon. If the defense can get a stop here and the offense can get the ball back and do something with it, that's how you get momentum back.
Different look here. Monmouth with a dime package. They've got six defensive backs onto the field. Just a three-man rush coming. Beekel hanging in the pocket, letting it go, looking for the wheel route, and makes the connection with Gianni Carter in front of Ithi Isaluka out to the 48-yard line. So Monmouth unable to hold there on third down, and on a 16-yard pickup, it will be first down and 10 for the Dukes.
Yeah, Matt, single coverage all over the field. And Isaluka matched up on Carter. Bit of a back shoulder throw. Nice adjustment by the receiver to make the catch. And that's not good as Duquesne, moving into this wind in the third quarter, picks up their first third down.
First reception of the day for the team's top target, Gianni Carter. Here's the give to Jason Douglas up the middle. Gets to the 45-yard line and into Monmouth territory.
Jason
gain of
Douglas,
seven to make it second down and three.
Stop made by
this seems as though, and I said this at halftime to some of our co-workers, that the Monmouth team right now, Matt, they just look to be a little sluggish, a little down, especially after the way that half ended. They can't allow Duquesne, cannot, to march down and score.
Second and three here with Beekel splitting the formation to either side. Now Schumann in motion from left to right. Sets up a trips off to the right side. Fake draw play. Beekel going deep down the far sideline. This one is intercepted. Picked off by Tevron Brandon. Simultaneous possession, but Brandon, they will give it to. He certainly had the better of it when the two players hit the ground, and a huge play from Monmouth gives them the football back at their own 7-yard line.
And that's the play that we were talking about. There is the turnover. That's the momentum changer. Big, big play by Tevron Brandon, high pointing the football and getting the interception.
Good closing speed as well, as he picks off his third pass of the season. And now on first and 10, time for the offense to get themselves on track a little bit. They did move the football a little bit better in that second quarter. And now here in the third, got to take advantage of the wind that they will have for as many times as they can get the ball back here in quarter number three. 12:35 to go, three wide receiver set. Hill standing in the pocket, going over the middle, finding Lamar Davenport at the 24-yard line to the 25 with the tackle made by Nick Floyd. It will be a first down and a quick
Hill's pass, complete
pass right
Davenport
out and giving Monmouth a little bit of momentum.
Down.
And Matt, I want the Hawks here offensively to go a little faster. Get yourself some positive momentum and start to test this Duquesne defense vertically.
Sumlin in the slot to the right. Sterling as the wide receiver to the right. Here is Asante getting the carry. He'll work his way forward to the 32-yard line. That's a gain of 7 to set up a second and 3.
In on the stop.
This still right now on the scoreboard, at least, is a two-possession game.
Second down and 3.
At 23-7, Monmouth would need two scores, two-point conversions. Not the easiest way to go about it, but it's there for him. Second down and 3. Hill getting the snap, giving it to Asante. Stretch play off the left side, and KB will have the first down on a four-and-a-half-yard pickup out over the 35-yard line, close to the 37.
Still, though, Matt, good yardage, first down, so you could stay ahead of things. Again, you can't complete a comeback without the first score, and they have to take this first step here, one play at a time.
Fake to Asante. Dragging over the middle is McLafferty. He'll make the catch, break a tackle at the 45-yard line, and then run into Duquesne territory. Take it down inside the Duke 40 to the 36.
Pushed out of bounds by Williams, but not until it results.
Well, you like the spirit here, certainly, that Monmouth has come out, a renewed sense of energy in this third quarter.
Yeah, they appear to be more energetic, little hop in their step here.
First and 10, it will be Asante off the right side. Got 3. Gets to about the, closer to 4 actually, to the 31-yard line. Second down and 6 now coming up. 10:55 and rolling in this third quarter. Monmouth trailing Duquesne 23-7.
Matt, good sign. Number 85, Zach Fable back into the contest. So whatever was slowing him down earlier, he is shaken off.
Fable tight end to the left. Two receivers also to the left. Asante gets the carry here. Down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line with forward progress. That's a gain of 3. Make it now third down and 3.
So the Hawks have done well to, after the Brandon interception, move the ball deep into Duquesne territory inside the 30-yard line. Now they've got to convert. They really can't come away with 3. They need 7.
Rich Bukarski in on that tackle. The Duquesne defense right now a bit back on their heels. Monmouth in attack mode on third down and 3. Asante has it, looking for the first down. Not going to get it here as he is hit and dropped at the 31-yard line. On fourth down and 1, you would think this is four down territory, especially based on the fact that you have the wind at your back.
Yeah, I think this is a no-brainer. I think it's go and go quickly. Don't let Duquesne make any potential switches. Brandon Hill needs to get to the line and move.
Fable H-back to the right side of the formation. Duquesne stacking the box with 8 guys. Asante getting it. Second effort will get Monmouth the first down. He was hit and dropped in the backfield for sure. And again, that hard running from Asante gets him plus 3 over the 25 to the 23-yard line in a much-needed Monmouth first down. Duquesne player down right now.
You said at initial contact he wouldn't have gotten it, but he spun and he kept the legs moving over the yard to get. See if Monmouth, Matt, can put an exclamation point on what's been a really good drive. Both running and throwing the football. They've moved it near the red zone. And we'll see if they can end it with a touchdown to cut into this 23-7 Duke's advantage.
Don't have a number for you quite yet on that injured player. Now we do. Number 97, that's Luis Quintana, the defensive end, 6'1", 269-pound sophomore. Quintana hailing out of Miami, Florida.
Heavy contingent from the Sunshine State represented on Duquesne's roster.
Yeah, certainly more than just a couple. They go as far west too as California. A couple of players, the junior college route, Nevada, some guys hailing from that went to L.A. Pierce College. On first down and 10 now, as Quintana off the field. MU trying to get back to work offensively. Hill wanting to throw, standing in the pocket, looking down the seam, had someone open and could not find the connection. Little, just too much air under that one. Someone couldn't find it, and it will go as an incompletion, set up second and 10.
Yeah, tough one there because Brandon Hill had pressure in his face. He flicked it to Sumlin, who was wide open. I think, Matt, the wind might have taken that a little bit further than Brandon initially intended it. It was there, however, and Sumlin beat his man.
Sterling this time near sideline to the right. Richards and Davenport up top to the left. Here's Asante getting it. Will only get a yard, maybe a yard and a half. Set up now third down and long. That is the one bad part about throwing on first down. If you don't connect, all of a sudden you've got a second and 10 kind of staring you in the face.
And then the worst part, Duquesne stacked the box on that play. They had safeties down in there. So now you only pick up a yard. It's third and 9 with under 8:50 to go in the third quarter. Time is ticking, and you only have the wind at your back for 8-plus minutes here in the third quarter. Monmouth needs to try to score quickly. I like single coverage to either side of the formation.
Yeah, Sterling this time to the right. Davenport up top to the left. Just a single high safety. He's going to have to pick which way he wants to go. That's Chris Johnson, the strong safety. Hill wanting to throw here. This ball deflected at the line and falling incomplete. This is going to set up now fourth down, and Monmouth will bring the field goal team on, trying to make sure that they get points on the board.
Drive had a lot of promise, Matt. Good job by the Duquesne defense to force this field goal attempt, which, as we've said today, has not been easy in the kicking game for either team, but especially for MU.
Spillane will have the wind at his back out of the hold to Velas. This is a 39-yard attempt. Good snap, good hold. This one drifting left and no good. So an empty drive again for Monmouth. Just like in the second quarter, no points up on the scoreboard. 8:13 to go now, third quarter, and MU missing a chance to get themselves back into this one. 23-7 holds as the score in favor of Duquesne.
Well, we have a brief opportunity. We'd like to thank our friends at the Boathouse Bar and Grill for their continued sponsorship of Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network. The Boathouse at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot for college and NBA basketball, also NFL football, and the remainder of the college football season as well. BoathouseBarAndGrill.com.
First down and 10 now for Duquesne. Again, the Monmouth defense needing to answer the call. Draw play up the middle. It's Jason Douglas, the 5'6 senior, hurdling a would-be tackler in the backfield. That I think was Andrew Drzezinski, who is still down right now on the ground, able to get a 2-yard pickup.
Drzezinski first in on the tackle.
Got to figure Duquesne's going to be very content to keep the football on the ground, especially for the remainder of the third quarter. They still hold a 23-7 lead after that bizarre end to the first half. And they're a team that does like to throw it, but with a lead on the road, in bad weather conditions, or at least windy conditions, they're going to want to really cut this game in half as it moves forward. As Drzezinski, Matt, up off the turf, running off the field with his own power.
And the clock, you know, you think about it, the clock actually already the enemy of Monmouth in this game. Because with the wind, and we're not talking, you know, hurricane force winds today, but it's a swirling wind. I would say a good solid 15 to 20 miles an hour and right into the face of whatever team is moving right to left. So by taking a whole quarter away, Duquesne has really shortened the game. Here, this one almost intercepted by Joe Johnson. Tough throw by Beekill, who wanted Gianni Carter. And now on third down and long, Duquesne forced into a tough situation. Good defense that time by Joe Johnson.
Yeah, Carter thought the ball was going to be to the sideline side. And Beekle instead threw it inside. Nice break on the football by Joe Johnson to break that one up.
Third down and a long eight, about 8.5, as Beekle will take his time. The clock is stopped with 7:43 to go in the third quarter. Mama's showing blitz for a second with Brandon coming off the edge. He'll drop into coverage now. Beekle in trouble, eludes the rush, runs off to his right, going to have the first down and get out of bounds around the Duquesne 36-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 12 and a huge first down for the Dukes.
Yeah, that time Monmouth rushed four, Matt, dropped seven in man-to-man coverage. So when Beagle breaks contain, gets out of the pocket, he saw the back of a lot of Monmouth players' jerseys. That enabled him to pick up that first down. Demergen gave chase, but it was too late. Once that front four plus one couldn't knock him down, it was an easy first down for the Duquesne quarterback.
New set of downs and an opportunity to work the clock a little bit here. Devin roaming across the formation from right to left. Now at a split wide receiver set. Here's the give to Douglas. Off tackle to the left side. Gets to the 40 for a gain of four. Tackled by Leslie and Anakuzi.
Gain of four, second down and six.
Make it second down and six.
And what Duquesne likes right now, that clock ticking under seven to go in this third quarter. Monmouth had a lot of promise after that pick and drive, and now the Dukes are content to just pick up first downs and keep that clock ticking.
Beekel really working the play clock down. Gets the snap here. We'll give it to Douglas. Hit hard. High load that time. Sikowski low, had the ankles. Anakuzi high with a bone jarring hit. And another big third down situation for this Monmouth defense.
Third down.
Need to pick this up. Last time, this down and distance, Monmouth rushed four, Matt. They dropped a lot of man to man coverage, and Beekel scrambled for a first down. He's not the most mobile guy in the world, but he can make plays with his feet, and you need to locate him if indeed the play breaks down.
Third down, let's call it a long five here. Empty backfield set as Marcus Hughes started as a running back. Formationed out as a wide receiver to the right. Pressure coming again over the middle. That catch is made. Going to depend on the spot of the football. I think it's going to be enough for Duquesne to get the first down. The catch was made by Odohu.
Complete to Thomas.
And they're going to say first down.
It's a crusher right there. That is a spirit crusher right there. As Duquesne, they just do enough to pick up first downs and sustain this drive. Hard to come back on a team when you don't have the football, and the offense had an empty possession. Now the defense has allowed a couple of first downs.
Yeah, a couple of key first downs on third and somewhat longs. Andrew Drzezinski getting worked on right now on the sideline after that injury. Draw play for Ryan Ho. He'll get 7, maybe 8 yards into Monmouth territory at the Hawks' 46-yard line. And with 5:15 to go in a pretty quick-moving third quarter, Duquesne still with that 23-7 advantage on the scoreboard.
And a team that doesn't huddle really ever, but like Monmouth, don't really rush. Now even less of a reason to go quick is they'll get the play from the sideline and take as much time as they can in between plays, Monmouth and their base defensive alignment.
The give this time is to the fullback, Ethan Dorsey. Ball popped out. I think Monmouth got it. Give credit to Gary Anakuzi with another big-time tackle. Just jarred the ball loose from Dorsey. And now this one of these scrums at the bottom of the pile to see who comes away with it. Referees trying to pick people off the bottom of the pack. It is Monmouth football, and coming off the bottom of the pile, Dave Demergen, number 57, very fitting with the season that he has had this year. Demergen with his second fumble recovery of the year.
Yeah, Anakuzi caused it, and Demergen recovered it. So the defense, Matt, has come away with two really big turnovers here in the third quarter. Now the onus is on the offense. We get the replay here. You can see Anakuzi put his helmet right on the football of the fullback, giving the offense the ball back at their own 39-yard line.
Brandon Hill back to work here. Got to get points on these drives if your mom is. Sterling near sideline to the right. Richards and Phillips up top to the left. Hill locking on Sterling, going for the sideline route and out of range that time. A little bit of angling for a call, but not a catchable ball. There was some contact down the field. Make it second and 10.
Yeah, just some hand fighting. Nothing that warranted any kind of penalty called. I like the call. Post turnover, go deep. Hill just put it a couple yards too far in front of big number 17.
Second and 10. Sterling again this time will be near sideline to the right. two-receiver set up top to the left. Hayes getting it. Nice cutback as he started left, came right, gets to the 44-yard line for a gain of five. 4:25 now to go in the third quarter. 23-7 Duquesne.
Down two scores, and really the highest amount you can be down and still considered two scores. Still need Monmouth Met to move with a little more urgency here as the clock is ticking near 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. I'm not saying they should be in two-minute offense the rest of the game, but they need to go faster here. They are down a couple of scores.
Hill checking the defense over. Play clock down to five. Hayes the single back to the right. Play action. Hill looking for McLafferty. He's got him at the 35-yard line. 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown. Hold on a second. There is a flag down. There is a touch. There is a flag down on the touchdown for Mike McLafferty. It would be a 56-yard touchdown.
It's going to be defensive holding, Matt, against Duquesne. The defensive back was all over number 17, Neil Sterling, on the play. They're talking to Coach Callahan now. They'll probably get that penalty on the kickoff after the long touchdown to McLafferty.
Face mask.
Personal foul, face mask penalty is the call. Touchdown good.
Will be enforced on the kickoff.
They'll take it after the kickoff or on the kickoff, and Monmouth here will go for two. Down two full scores. Nice throw that time by Brandon Hill and a good connection to Mike McLafferty, who caught it around the 35, and no one was going to catch him on the near side.
I'll tell you, Matt, these last few weeks, Mike McLafferty, fully healthy, has come to really realize his potential, and we see why people are looking at him as a potential next-level player. He showed some wheels on that route there, getting into the end zone.
Set up now for a two-point play to try and make this a one-score game. Hill wanting to throw again, looking for Sterling, makes the catch, gets in for the two. He caught it at about the one and a half in front of Chris Johnson, and those long, lanky arms of Neil Sterling able to break the plane of the end zone, make it 23-16. Back to a one-score game with 3:41 to go in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds, listening to Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. 18th touchdown pass of the season for Brandon Hill, who ties Dan Sabella, the newly elected man, into the Hall of Fame for most passing touchdowns in a season. Brian Bolin with the record with 21 in a year.
It's a great throw, and that's twice now that Hill and McLafferty have hooked up in this one.
So with the 15-yard penalty, the ball will be put at the 50-yard line. I'll tell you what, this might sound weird. I go onside kick here.
I was just going to say that.
Because you've got the 15 extra yards and even a little pooch something. Maybe you hope second level somebody doesn't get it. Find a dead spot if you can. Santangelo, though, will play it conventional and boom it actually through the uprights. It would be great if that counted for three, but this isn't rugby. 3:41 to go third quarter, 23-16. That's right, Badger, I made a rugby reference.
Take that.
You burrow back to where you came from and get something else done.
Wow. That's a, you're punchy right now.
No, he's my man. I enjoyed listening to him last night and was able to catch a little bit of the second half. Gary doing a great job filling in last night on that almost monumentous win for the Monmouth men's basketball team against St. John's. First and 10 now for the Dukes at their own 25-yard line. Monmouth showing pressure and bringing it. The handoff is to Jason Douglas, who ran through the blitz, gets out to the 32-yard line. Good gain of seven. Make it second down and about three. Dean Demersian that time on the tackle.
So now, Matt, if you think that Duquesne, in my opinion at least, went slow before, if I'm them now, I try to bleed this third quarter away after Monmouth cut that lead in half.
Trips this time off to the right side of the formation. Draw play again. And again, it is Douglas. He will bounce to the 35-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down. And certainly more of an opportunity for Duquesne to run a little bit of that clock.
This game, though, the whole complexion of it has changed. After that Monmouth touchdown and subsequent two-point conversion, now just a one-score contest.
Beekle in the shotgun. Single back set in a three-wide receiver package, two right, one left. Another run. Ball popped out, I think, at the last second on another big tackle from Onakuzi, but Douglas was able to hang on to it on
Douglas
what will amount to a two-yard.
Onakuzi
right now laying the wood a little bit.
Yeah, I think he realizes this is his final quarter plus of college football, and he better go out with a bang, and he's doing that couple of big hits on some running plays these last couple of possessions.
Former Temple linebacker here for his fifth year. Fourth year, obviously, on the field. Second down and eight. Clock is down inside of 2 minutes now in the third quarter. Beekle wanting to throw. Ball batted down at the line of scrimmage. Zach Irizarry that time. And Monmouth will bring the nickel Beekle package on.
Tipped by Irizarry.
Maybe the dime as they had before.
Third
I see a three-man front coming on. O'Hara, Irizarry, and Leslie. The two linebackers, McDonough and Demersion, six defensive backs. Isaluka, Zacharias, Johnson, Brandon Coe, and Pat Gray. Got a hold here on third down. Schumann in motion across the formation. Trips right. Here comes the blitz. McDonough coming from the backside. Beekle throwing into the sideline. That's incomplete. And the defense again gets the job done, and on fourth down and long, the punt team coming on.
A couple of turnovers forced. Now a big stop.
Why is the clock running?
The clock is still running. That's at least...
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. It's about 12, 13 seconds, and it's still running.
I literally can run into the booth.
An incomplete pass on the play. Please set the game clock to 1:51. 151.
Matt, that was 27 seconds of runoff. Not four or five. 27. This is a home game, right?
I thought.
Supposed to get some friendly clock, men.
Fourth down and eight. They will reset the clock to 151. And coming on to punt is Aaron Fleck. Elijah Phillips awaiting a short kick. This might be a chance to bring some pressure, too. Monmouth did block a punt and return it for a score last week against Bryant. Here comes some pressure. Fleck knows it's coming, does get it off. Phillips will call for and make a fair catch at the 43-yard line. Excellent field position to start here. And still enough time to put a little bit of a drive together with 1:46 to go in this third quarter. With the wind at their backs for MU, they are right now at 23-15.
It's the Northwestern Mutual punt, pass, and kick contest.
A touchdown and a two-point conversion away from tying this one up.
Offense gets back on. Brandon Hill, bit of a hot hand. Couple of touchdown passes in this one. Matt, maybe we look to see Monmouth maybe try to go downfield here.
Here's Hill. Going to give it to Asante. Picks a spot right, comes left. Almost broke it for a big gain. Instead, just a pretty solid 8-yard pickup into Duquesne territory at the 49-yard line. Player down for Monmouth. Looks like it's Eric Sumlin, number 16. So the clock will stop here for a second with 1:32 to go. In the third, 23-15, Duquesne leads.
And while we have a couple of seconds here, we want to thank our friends at Aramark for their continued support and the Monmouth Dining Services. Aramark is an award-winning leader in professional services, facilities management, and food service. And they are also proud to be the official food service on-campus provider here at Monmouth University. As I believe, Matt, you're correct, someone is out there and he's currently now being tended to by the Monmouth athletic training staff. And we see a lot of the depth on this team, Matt. A lot of wide receiver depth. And on that last defensive possession, a lot of secondary depth. When Monmouth went dime, and you got to rattle through pretty much every corner on the roster almost, That's a new look that we've seen them do this season with three down and two linebackers.
First final score we were keeping an eye on. Liberty with a win today over Charleston Southern, 56-14. So Liberty and Coastal Carolina tie at 4-1 for the league championship. I believe Coastal will get the automatic bid with the head-to-head win. Charleston Southern, I think, just played themselves out of an at-large bid, and Liberty might have played themselves into the FCS playoffs with an at-large bid today's performance. Here's the give to Asante, this time hit in the backfield, again legs moving, again first down, and again KB makes something out of nothing off the right side down to the Duquesne 44-yard line, 65 seconds to go in the third quarter.
We've seen KB, Matt, do that all season, but especially all game today, as he'll come out in favor of Hayes. I think he actually
lost his shoe.
Yeah, he ran so hard, he ran out of some equipment. A lot of clock issues today.
Up and running right now with 60 seconds. Now make it 65 seconds. Three wide receiver sets. Sterling right, Richards, and Davenport up top to the left. Pump and go for Sterling. Catches the football at the 30-yard line. Down inside the 25. Spikes the ball down emphatically. He wants it. And you're going to call a penalty on that, my man?
Flag was thrown opposite side of the field. If it's on Neil Sterling.
That's definitely on Sterling. Thrown by the side judge who saw it clean. Sterling, after he caught the football and was tackled, spiked the ball down in the ground.
After play.
That's awful. That's awful.
On the offense, number 17.
That's terrible.
The result of play was a first down. It'll be first and 10.
Crew today, Matt, is a Big South crew. A lot of ACC officials out there. It's a bad job.
Well, probably by the letter of the law, I guess it is a penalty, but I think it was an unneeded move by Sterling, too. That's what kills you. So after the first down and then a penalty spotted back at the 39-yard line, here's Asante. Dodging his way off of tackles again. Picks up 5 to the 34-yard line. And the clock now down to 30 seconds in this third quarter. 23-15 Duquesne. Time at least for a play or two. If Monmouth hustles with the wind at their back, especially if they would want to throw here. They are winding it down. The play clock has been turned off, so Monmouth doesn't have to snap the ball again if they don't want to, but why wouldn't you with the wind, especially now on second and 5? Hill waiting for the snap. He gets it. This will be the final play, barring a penalty. Set up inside. Richards makes the catch, 30, gets to the 25, dancing his way forward inside the 20, and dips his shoulder forward to the 16-yard line. That will be a first down, and when we come back from our final quarter break of the season, Monmouth will have it first down and 10 inside the Duquesne 20-yard line, trailing 23-15. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. Yard pickup.